DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We will get back to our Eagles-Chiefs conversation in just a few minutes. And, of course, all your phone calls. But, Hugh, we got a big one here. I mean, we got a big name coming on at 1 p.m. His name is Mike Tyson. He's been in many big bouts. I'm not sure how many were bigger than this one, though. Elliot Shore Parks, Paul Jolovitz. They're about to debate here on if this is an acceptable loss or not.
Hey.
What up?
What's up, guys?
Elliot, how you doing?
Look, anytime you can talk football with Jolly, I'm not saying no to that. So I'm excited to talk to him about that.
Now, you guys haven't actually ever debated, right? Like, not in this forum. This is different.
Over the phone we have. But okay.
We covered the Eagles together for years. Right, we talked a lot at the complex. Yeah.
I mean, I've said Jolly is the only time I ever called in a WIP as a kid. So.
Very nice.
Now, he didn't take my call, but I tried.
Wow, you didn't take Elliot's call?
I hung up. It was like an hour.
It just means I'm old.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I like that's a little subplot to this, yep. That Elliot's been holding on to this for a long time. Are we ready to go here, everybody?
Let's ride.
All right, let's do it.
It's Elliot.
If you lose a competitive game, that's fine.
Versus Jolly.
All right, gentlemen. 1 minute opening statements on each side, and then the gloves are off. Paul Jolovitz, you are up first.
When I heard that Elliot wanted to debate me on this acceptable loss thing, I thought immediately of John McEnroe. John McEnroe was known for a phrase, you cannot be serious. Elliot, you can't be serious. There's no such thing as an acceptable loss, ever, for any team, anywhere. It means you've been beaten before you play. I'm benching anybody if I'm a coach that thinks that way. An abominable snowman is the same as an acceptable loss. It doesn't exist. The Eagles are a better team. They're favored. They're the best team in football. What about this says loss? Jalen Hurts is who he is, like Michael Jordan, like Tiger Woods. Not that he's at that level, but he never, ever thinks he's going to lose. This team's just not in that kind of mindset. Nick Sirianni has them going in. They didn't play well last week. They still won. They played the Kansas City Chiefs, who they beat in Kansas City in a year in which the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. I know it's not a great spot for the Eagles. The Chiefs coming off a loss, home opener. No such thing as an acceptable loss. You're the best team in football. Dominate. Show you are who you are. And you're going to win the football game. And if you don't, you're ticked off. Never,
all right,
ever
but buzzer, but buzzer sounded. Elliot, okay. You, your opening statement.
Yeah, so all I ask in this debate and conversation about it is honesty. And we can all be honest. It's a very, very tough spot for the Eagles. I agree with you, Jolly. I don't think the Eagles should go into this expecting to lose. I don't think they should go in thinking an acceptable loss. But me and you are not on the Eagles. We're not on the coaching staff. Our job is to analyze this game. So when I look at this matchup, the Eagles, for everyone saying they're way better and it would be a bad loss, they are 1-point favorites. Let's not act like they're a touchdown favorite in this game. There are simply times in sports where it is okay to lose. If you are a 1-point favorite going up against a Chiefs team that's never been 0-2 under Andy and Mahomes, never lost three games in a row, 6-1 in home openers, 6-1 in week two, like, that's okay. It is okay to lose in that spot. You can't get blown out. We can analyze how they lose, but it is okay to lose this game to the Chiefs. They're not going to go 17-0. every Philly team is not going to win every single game. I get it. It sounds good to say you can never lose and blah, blah, blah. That's not reality. That's not the truth. When the Giants played the Patriots when they were 15-0, that was obviously an acceptable loss how they lost that game. Losing is okay at times in sports.
I'd just be running through that stuff.
That's what they do. All right, gentlemen, go.
It's never okay to lose.
Yes, it is.
You say
yes,
it's almost
it
impossible.
Is.
This isn't almost impossible. They're friggin' favored. You'd say it's okay unless they get blown out. It's never okay to accept a loss in advance.
That's not analysis.
That's not sports.
That's not honesty. That, like, let's
of course
be honest.
It is.
How? So you're telling me the Eagles should win every single game?
No, I didn't say this. When did I say that?
Because you're saying
to
it's never okay
to accept a loss
to
in advance is ridiculous.
If the Eagles, sat all their starters in Week 17 and lost, would that be okay?
No.
So losing is never, ever okay?
No, losing is okay, but
okay,
accepting
so
a loss in advance is never, ever,
so you agree,
ever okay.
You agree there are times where it is okay to lose. You just said it. You
no, not in advance.
What if
ever.
If you sit all your starters ever. And you lose, is that an acceptable loss?
Not in advance, no.
Why does in advance matter? You act
because you play to
like,
win the game.
We're not on the team. We're not playing
I don't care.
In the game.
Athletes play to win the game. The
yes,
Eagle fans,
they
greatest
should
fans
play.
In the world. Eagle
they
fans are going
to win the game.
We're
going to
lose this game.
They should play to win the game.
No.
I agree. But we, as analysts, look at a game and say,
what are you accepting? When you say acceptable loss, what are you accepting at this point right now?
I think as long as they're competitive in this Chiefs game, that's
oh
okay.
Oh, my God. As long as they're competitive,
you
best team in football. They won the Super Bowl by 1 million points. Why is it acceptable?
I thought that was going to happen. Because that team that played
I thought it was going to happen.
You thought they would win by
35 points? I thought they would win by double digits,
points.
And I
okay.
said so. Not
well,
35, no.
Then that's a good analysis by you. But if you look at this team, that's not that team. The Chiefs are in a better spot. I've heard you say this. Like, the spot matters
yes,
when it,
does. It
comes to a game.
You're right.
And you cannot tell me that this is an advantageous spot for the Eagles. The advantage is for the Chiefs in the spot.
I didn't
if
say it was
Eagles,
an advantageous spot. It says
no,
not
I'm
an acceptable loss.
If the Eagles and the Chiefs played the Super Bowl on Sunday, I would pick the Eagles to win. But they're not playing in the Super Bowl. They're playing in a game that the Chiefs need to win. The Eagles don't have to win this game. If they lose, it doesn't say anything about Jalen. It doesn't say anything about Nick. It doesn't say anything about this team. It is a game where I want to see them compete, but I'm not learning anything about the Eagles in this game. I'm learning something about the Chiefs. That's why it is acceptable for the Eagles to lose this game. I'm not going to change my opinion of this team based off the game.
Explain to me why this is not clickbait. Just getting people to talk
I
about
think
Elliott's
your
opinions.
Is clickbait.
Clickbait?
They're
favored.
They're
the Super Bowl champions. What are you talking
favored
about?
By 1 point.
They're
you're
still
talking about
on
them
the...
like they're a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, I was listening to Joe on the way
and
in.
And they opened as underdogs.
Kansas City has played 68 games, according to Mr. Giglio, in Kansas City under Mahomes. They've been a dog once. So the Eagles being favored is a pretty strong statement, given the fact they didn't play well last week. Jalen
yes.
Carter's back. They're going to rush Mahomes. They did in the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying they can't win the game. They could definitely win the
but
game. They're
no
a better team
why
than
are you
the Chiefs.
Thinking going
but
in and accepting a loss?
Sometimes
ridiculous.
The
it's insane.
Sometimes the game is not about the rosters that are playing it. The game is about the spot. The game is about who needs it more.
But the
and
psychological
the
part about
more.
Accepting a loss going in
I'm not
is
asking
insane.
The players to accept
that's not
a loss.
Competition.
I'm not saying the players
that's
should
a
accept a loss. I would never in a million years say the Eagles should accept a loss, right?
You
I'm
just
saying
did.
We can accept a loss.
No.
And why? You're not playing in the game. You're not on the team. You
so
can,
what?
Because you can look at a game and say, it is okay if they don't win this game.
No, it's
unless
not.
Unless every single week we're going to crush
them America,
for losing.
How come they're favored, but I'm supposed to say
they're
it's okay if they lose?
One
they're still favored.
Point. They're favored by 1 point.
If they were 12-point underdogs,
way,
I wouldn't say it's acceptable loss.
The way you're talking
loss.
About it is like they're the way, way better
no,
team.
No, I didn't. I didn't say
be.
That. Never did I say that. When did I say that?
Because you're acting like it would be a bad loss. Would
no,
it be a
I'm
bad
not
loss?
Acting.
That is how you're acting.
Any loss is a bad loss.
That's
any
not true.
They've lost
that's
one time in the last
true.
20 games.
And,
once.
And was that a bad loss?
Yeah.
So anytime they lose, it's a bad loss.
Yeah, this team,
well,
absolutely.
That's just not realistic.
Any team, anybody loses in advance is a bad loss. You play
see,
to win
I think
the game.
That's clickbait.
Great
like,
coach.
When you're just going to say.
Clickbait?
That, yes, I think you're being clickbaity.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now. Well, you can accuse me of being clickbaity. I disagree
because
with your
because you have
opinion.
Hot take after hot
so
take after
you.
Hot take.
So are you. You're saying
a hot
losing
take saying
is,
a favorite
you're saying
Super Bowl champion
is
going to win a
that's
football game.
That's a hot take to me. If you're saying losing is never acceptable, that's a hot take.
Never acceptable.
Okay, well, that's unrealistic. Like, why can't we look at this honestly?
Ask Q going into a game. You ever think you're going to lose?
No
ever?
One's saying the players should think they're losing. We're saying we as analysts can look at this and say it's not a bad loss.
No. Yes, a bad loss. Every loss is a bad loss.
When the Phillies lost to the Astros in 2022, was that a bad
loss?
Yes,
because they
no,
lost.
They were not even supposed to be there.
I don't
there.
Care who's supposed to do what. You're supposed to compete.
But that matters
play
when
hard,
you're talking about
try
the
to
analysis
win and win.
Of a game. It matters when we're talking about how a game.
You're putting one foot in the grave before you even walk into the
well, good news. I can jump in the grave. I'm not in the game. I could be in the grave. Bury me. Like, I'm not playing. So
such
I'm
a fatalist. I can't believe you have this point of view.
Okay, so
shocked.
Well, so let me ask you this: every time I pick the Eagles to lose, am I being a fatalist?
No.
Okay, so we
agree. Picking them to lose.
Do you pick the Eagles to win every week?
No.
Okay, then so we agree there are weeks where they could lose the game.
But that's not an acceptable loss.
Yes,
it is. Picking them to lose.
Yes, it is. Every loss is not acceptable. People can get, like, we talk all the time, schedule losses, right? Schedule losses.
I don't believe in scheduled losses either.
Well, I do believe in them. But, like, so acceptable losses, people get so mad about the term. But we know what that means. What it means
is... It means you're a wimp and accept losing. That's what it means.
No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means.
That's a good comeback.
So you think every time they play, they're supposed to win no matter what?
No, they're not supposed to win.
Then you acknowledge there are times where it's okay to lose.
Elliot, you're looking from perspective. Looking in advance at the game, looking back, you're going to lose sometimes.
Look at a game
in advance. We all lose in life.
All we do is talk about the Eagles game for a full week.
Elliot, this team needs to show their dominance. They need to show they're the gorilla of the herd, the best team in the league. They're favored on the road. They've won there before. They crushed them in the Super Bowl, and now we're going, oh, it's okay if we lose.
If they don't show that, are you going to think they like are a worse team?
I got to see the game. I don't know.
So, but you agree, like for you, how they play in this game will change big picture what you think of them.
I have no idea if 12 guys get hurt, maybe.
You can say whether you have an idea or
not. No, because I watch the game. I don't think things in advance. I don't do the clickbait.
It's not clickbait.
Who's going to win the World Series in 28-99? I watch the game. I see what happens,
and then I react. I'm saying the game in 3 days, if they lose it, do you think it's... Okay, in 2 days. If they lose it, do you think worse of them? Do you think it's a bit... Because there are games like that,
it depends how it happens.
But would you agree there are games where going into it, it is, let's see what they have. Like, let's see how...
Of course.
Okay, this is not one of them. That's my point.
You have a Super Bowl champion. Why would it be one of them?
Because it's week two.
So what?
Because the
Kansas City played terrible. They're traveling from friggin' Brazil.
Play last week? Did the Eagles win the Super Bowl last week?
No, but they're going to improve from last week. They had their defensive tackle thrown out after 6 seconds. AJ didn't catch
a
ball. Saquon didn't
team.
Do much. Jalen won the friggin' game by himself. This week, if he gets help from the pass rush, maybe from cornerbacks, Kansas City's top two receivers are out. Acceptable loss.
Right. So,
you cannot be serious.
So the Eagles are the way better team. They're going to play better.
I don't know
than
they're
last
way
week,
better.
Yet they're a
they're
one
better.
Point favorite. They're a one
a road
point.
Favorite. Ali.
Yeah,
3 points for the home team.
The 3 point thing doesn't happen as much. So like
sure one, does. Ask any handicapper anywhere.
I will. But the 1 point favorite. The 1 point favorite to me indicates this is a close game. There is
it
no
is,
shame
of course
in losing
a close game.
Because there's
but not
no
an acceptable loss.
Yes, it is.
I didn't say it's a blowout.
The acceptable part of it is that they should not be expected to win this game. They are not the more desperate team. And for what it's worth, we're all talking about the Chiefs like they're some trash team now. They have the better quarterback and the better head coach in this game. Like, they have arguably the best duo of all time at the helm there. That's a desperate duo. They have arguably
they had
the
that
best.
In the Super Bowl,
they
too, have, right?
They did, and they lost. The Eagles dominated in that game.
Yep.
But that's not this team. That's not this team.
Oh, my God.
It's not. Half the starters on defense are different.
Who cares?
Right? Well, I care.
Acceptable.
The fact that they don't have the same players...
They don't. Nobody has the same players from year to year.
So
but
you keep saying that what happened in the Super Bowl, like,
well, they're
not
totally
team.
Different teams either.
No, but they are not. The Eagles currently as constructed.
But that doesn't
and
mean it's
playing.
Acceptable. Doesn't mean they
yes,
can't
it
lose.
Does.
Not an acceptable loss.
All right, so
acceptable
lose,
loss
so
doesn't exist.
Lose, if they lose, I want to hear you crush them and say that you can't lose that game. Okay, well then
if they play
if
bad, I will.
That, if you want to be clickbaity and overreact to a week two,
clickbaity
loss,
is
go
having
for
a hot take like an acceptable loss.
I think your
loss.
Opinion's a hot take.
How is it a hot take that a favorite's going
to
win a game
it's never
that won a Super Bowl?
Lose. That's unrealistic. I disagree with it. I think it's
I'm
a hot
saying
take.
That a Super Bowl champion without injuries like the other team has going in as a favorite is not an acceptable loss. That's a hot take.
No,
that's
it's
a
not,
hot
but
take.
You also
you have a hot take.
You
I have
also
a hot cake.
All right, that's it, gentlemen. Ding, ding, ding. All right. I think what we need to do is each of you, without being interrupted, give a final statement, and then we'll kind of... I've been sitting... This is way more fun on this side, I gotta say.
It's a... Just sit back and just listen
it's
to
it. But I've been scoring this like about...
Like
yeah.
Early.
Well, that always seems to happen in these. It does. All right. Why don't...
I'll go first.
Elliot, you go first because you weren't second to start it off. You go first, your final statement.
So look, I am impressed by Jolly's mentality. This is why he's been great in Philly radio. He never accepts losing. He's got a tough mentality. He's not playing in the game. It doesn't matter if the play, like, yes, the players should not think it. Our job is to look at a game and say, how do we think it should play out? What should be expected of the team? And going up against the best quarterback of all time in a desperate situation
Brady?
In their home opener. No, Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. Going up against the best quarterback of all time in a must-win game on the road for a team that's still early in the season, I'm not going to crush him. Maybe I believe in the Eagles more long-term than Jolly does. But I don't think that this team in this game is showing me anything. If they go and compete, that's enough for me. I will accept a loss. I'm not changing my opinion of them based off this spot. The Chiefs are the ones that have to win. The Eagles just have to compete.
Jolly, your final statement.
I think, Jolly, you expect him to lose. We're quibbling about a phrase. Not, I'm not going to say he can't lose, but an acceptable loss in advance. I was looking at Hugh when I started my statement. When I mentioned the term acceptable loss, Hugh started to cry.
Well, Hugh agreed with me yesterday, so.
I mean, acceptable loss does not exist. Competitors don't ever accept a loss in advance. Jalen Hurts never, ever accepts a loss. Neither did Jordan, neither
not
did Tiger.
Not saying he should.
That's what acceptable loss means.
No.
Yes, it
I
is.
I have not said once that the player
but
should accept it.
But don't I get a chance to speak?
Let him finish.
It's insane. When I saw this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Clickbait, hot take, whatever you want to say, get people to read. And I like your stuff.
I like you. I like your stuff,
but
too.
It's a ridiculous, ridiculous point of view. That's an acceptable loss for a better team, favored, healthier, who played poorly last week, wants to improve, wants to repeat, great coach, great everything, to say, oh, well, we may lose. You can't say that. You got to think you're going to win. You can't accept it. If you're a fan, best fans in the world, want to win, think they're going to win, they're going to win, and it's not acceptable ever.
Classic hot take.
Ever.
All right, that is it. That was quite a bout. Hugh, what did you would you feel listening to all that?
It was compelling. Mm-hmm. I could tell on both sides they were very passionate about the way that they felt about their take. So, yeah, it was pretty good. It was really good.
Guys, that was fun. I got to say, it is definitely more fun being on this side.
There we are.
Yeah. Now, imagine 20 years ago, he would have taken my call.
You wouldn't have come in as upset.
I'm never going to live that down,
exactly,
am I?
Yeah.
I'll take it next week. Yeah.
All right, who wins the game on Sunday?
Eagles.
Chiefs.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You guys stayed on brand. I appreciate
that. Accept it.
Eagles 35, Chiefs 27.
What's your score, Elliot?
I think the Chiefs are going to win 27-24.
I think it's more in the 20s than the 30s. But either way, it sounds like entertaining football on Sunday. All right. We appreciate you guys coming in, Elliot. We know you are on your way to go to the Sirianni press conference. And Jolly?
Fun times.
I'm going to score this. I got to go into the lab
I'm on my way to the mall, by the way.
You're on the mall?
What you going to get?
Got to buy some stuff.
What you gonna get?
Like,
you
mean, said, telling us what or just
have to buy my wife something.
Oh, okay.
What you gonna buy your wife? You talking? I think
she may be listening. I can't.
Come on, you want to spoil the surprise?
Yeah,
he's going to get a gift. All right, Jolly. All right, Elliot. We appreciate you guys hopping in. That was the first big two names we have on the show today. By the way, Mike Tyson will join us at 1 o'clock.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
You know that one guy,
Iron Mike.
Oh yeah,
you've heard of him before.
That lost to Jake Paul.
Yeah, well, that's a low blow. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Not an acceptable loss.
That I agree with you. That was not an acceptable loss. All right, 215-592-9494 to join us here. Kyle, what'd you think of that? That was, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I don't know. The passion from Jolly?
Yes. Strong.
Yeah, I don't know. And plus, like, I'm biased because I was on his side in the first place.
See, I was on Jolly's side, too. It doesn't mean he won the debate, though, right? Like, the debating isn't about having the opinion you agree with. It's about the debate.
A lot of people are saying 6-0 now.
Well, hold on a second. Jolly, while you're here, you're not undefeated in the debates.
I mean, he got you. Kyle got you.
Yeah, you're not.
Nobody got. Well, who beat me?
Well,
nobody.
I beat you.
Nobody.
You didn't.
The original
voters said you didn't.
The voters.
That's true.
The original debate was if the NL East was over. It was over then, and it was obviously
You lost the debate. They won the East, but you lost the debate.
You didn't bring a single fact to the table.
I don't remember the freaking debate. It was over a year ago, but I won the debate. Go back and look at the votes. I won.
The votes? I lose every vote on WIP. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. I could say...
That's like saying Kamala Harris is now the president. What are you talking about? She lost the election.
No. We vote... No, hold on. We vote on, do you agree with someone's opinion, not do you vote for them for office?
Uh-oh. Who won the debate? The question is, who won the debate? And I won.
It doesn't matter, Jolly.
Well, then winning and losing doesn't matter.
We decide
about?
Things on Twitter polls?
I guess. That's what you put out there.
That's always what we do.
You, me?
No.
You can't decide on a debate.
This is what we're talking about. I win a lot of Twitter polls.
Yeah, and Hugh doesn't know anything. We've established that. This guy's lost.
Undefeated, John.
Twitter polls.
Yep.
God. I mean, I appreciate you.
I don't lose debates. Ever.
Well, you do. I mean, you do.
No, I don't.
Jolly, you got. Maybe somebody beats me.
Nobody has.
I mopped the floor with you in the division
debate. Live your truth, Jolly.
I will say
live
this.
Who beat me? Nobody beat me.
Well, I beat you. I mean, okay,
and I can say I beat Usain Bolt.
Jolly is racking up WIP
votes. But I didn't.
I will say this.
What's that cost? 7-0?
No, he's not.
6-0 now. If I won this,
well, I'm saying you win in this one.
He's also winning this one.
I haven't even graded this one yet.
You're going to score for Elliot because you don't want me to win because you don't want me to be undefeated.
You're not undefeated.
Because I'm the Mike Tyson of debates. Oh, he's not undefeated either. Nobody's undefeated in life, but I'm pretty close.
Is it Mayweather? Mayweather's undefeated.
Mayweather's undefeated.
Yeah, he is.
Who's going to win, Tyson or Mayweather?
I like how you changed the subject when he just took this L.
Yeah,
I didn't take any L. I crushed this guy.
Tyson and Mayweather?
The division was obviously over. We did this already.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I am going to do the best I can not to factor this in to my grading. Okay?
Kyle set you up so smooth.
It's a joke that you think you're undefeated. I mean, no one believes
that. Who won the debate? The vote. I won 5 times. So how did I lose? Because what? Because the boogeyman? How did I lose? I won vote.
Tell him, John.
If you win the election, you win, right? I won the election 5 times.
But that's not how things are decided.
Yes, it is. What are you, crazy?
Twitter polls?
Then why is Trump president? Why was Obama president before
that? Every time we did
that. Paul.
Because I won the election.
Paul. Come on, man.
What are you, crazy?
It's not an election. This isn't an election.
You question those debates.
Yeah. Jolly. All right, let's all move on.
Get
all right,
this beard oil out of my beard.
All right, Jolly, we appreciate you. Fun time today.
Always have a good time.
All
guys.
Right, when are you? We'll hear from you. I'm sure soon on WIP coming up. All right,
get that belt made, Jolly. That undefeated belt.
There we are. Love it. Have a great show,
you
guys.
You too. There he goes, Paul Jolovis.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go
Eagles
Phillies.
Win on Sunday. That's enough of that. Colin in Limerick wants to help Elliot out. What's up, Colin?
Yo, guys, what's poppin'?
What's up, Colin?
I think what would help Elliot out would be changing his wording a little bit. I don't think a loss is ever acceptable, but it can be understandable. If you
I'll say this,
like,
Colin. I think if he had used that word in his original take, there would have been far less pushback, right? I think it is clearly understandable to lose week 2 in Kansas City against an 0-1 Chiefs team. Hugh's been saying that for all week long. But I think the acceptable means you kind of expect it almost in a way. Acceptable, like you expect it, like no big deal.
I don't think this is an Eagles team that we should ever expect them to lose because of their offensive firepower and on defense, even though our secondary seems to be really missing Slay, we still have Fangio, which can make all the difference. I mean, back with the Eagles, when we lost Jimmy Johnson, that team was completely different from there on out. So coaches can be extreme X factor as long as they have talent as well. Talent can do great. Coaching can do pretty well. With menial talent, but the best talent in the world can't do as well with bad coaching. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, Colin, I get that. And look, I think if the Eagles were underdogs in this game, Then I would feel differently, right? Like then they are the market is saying that they're but they're not. They are favorites in the game.
One
which
point?
Yeah,
Kansas City is a big deal.
It is. I mean, again, in 68 starts for Mahomes at home, he's been an underdog once. That was to Allen and the Bills, and the Bills won that one. That was a regular season game a couple years ago. So it does mean a lot. All right, Colin, who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas?
All right, so I was trying to think of something funny. And all I could think about is his weird thing with not even being willing to try applesauce with a pork chop. So, it'd be 2-on-1, like they do at the Reading Phillies or the Iron Pigs with the mascots or whatever. Have an applesauce jar and a pork chop. Go in the ring with them. But besides that, I had to look and do some research because, of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is T.O.
Right.
But they squashed that. What's this history that Hugh Douglas has with Michael Smith?
Well, that's
he got me fired from ESPN. Yeah, I would love to go in the ring and beat his ass for real.
You know what, Colin? That might be a winning answer. Colin, I love it. Good phone call, buddy. All right. We got Michael Smith.
You know how the kids say on site?
Yeah.
It's on site.
Wasn't expecting that answer today, but that's a good one.
That's
a good one. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's next. Are you expecting a win in this game on Sunday? I am. And Hugh Douglas is just hoping for one. We need you to help us grade Elliot versus Jolly. I guess we'll put a Twitter poll up, but I know what's going to happen already. This is the way Twitter works. They're going to vote for Jolly. I'm not sure that means he wins the debate.
Jolly's popular on Twitter like that, you think?
Well, no,
Elliot's unpopular.
And Elliot's clearly unpopular. Yeah, it's about who you're voting against than you're voting for. That's the way it works. Anyway, we'll come back. I'll tell you how I graded it. I was sitting here like on the side of a boxing bout. I was trying to grade this thing. I thought it was pretty close. That next, and we got to get some A.J. Brown audio. Not so sure I love one of the things he said this week. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let's talk about this week's latest Pro Football Injury Report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Will Shipley, he's questionable for this game. You know, last week he had 3 carries for 26 yards. Dallas Goedert, another big guy for us last week, had 7 receptions, 44 yards last week. He's probably going to play. Hopefully he plays because we're probably going to need that guy. And for the Chiefs, the team in Kansas City, Xavier Worthy, questionable. Jalen Royals, questionable. Don't really care what they did in that. But, you know, got to talk about it because they're in our fantasy team. So that's how we do that. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today. You may have heard me talk about Fanatics Sportsbook, one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection. It's really the best game. Last night proves my point. Green Bay in Washington. Star receiver goes down in the first quarter of the injury. Boom. Not only did Fanatics fair play void all affected straight bets instantly, if that prop was part of your parlay in SGP or SGP, your bet played on. No waiting around to see what your bet was stuck in limbo or anything like that. I got the numbers right here in front of me, people. Yesterday afternoon, Fanatics Sports Fair Play policy saved 21% of all SGPs in the Green Bay Washington game. That's legendary. This injury would have made you lose most of other sports books. Why would you risk your bets if you don't have to? Fanatics first half fair play. All season long, every game, I'm telling you, winning hits different over here at Fanatics Sportsbook. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.